The final experiment has finally happened. After half a year of hype, Will Duffy's band of globe defenders have performed what they deem a death blow to flat Earth. So how did they do it? Did they find and measure the globe's mythical curvature? Did they film a convex horizon without using a fisheye lens? Did they circumnavigate in a perfectly straight line and return to their starting point? Or did they construct a demonstrable model of water sticking to a spinning ball? No. They didn't even attempt any of these things that flat earthers have actually called for and admitted would provide evidence for the globe. Instead, they made up their own strawman experiment and labeled it final, with the hope that their results would be the last words on the flat versus globe debate. Unfortunately for Will, and to the surprise of no flat earthers, the results of his experiment haven't changed people's minds and aren't the final words on anything. As I said would happen, back when this idea was introduced, in typical globe apologist fashion, the final experiment has conflated a celestial observation with our terrestrial foundation. They are attempting to claim that the motion of a light in the sky overhead somehow gives proof of the shape of the ground underfoot. Flat earthers warned them for months that this is simply a strawman argument that isn't going to convince any critical thinkers, but still they went ahead anyway. Now they have allegedly traveled to Antarctica during the southern summer to film the midnight sun, and succeeded in convincing no one in the flat earth community to go back to the globe. As Will was warned, it's analogous to inviting a contractor to measure the dimensions of your floor space, but instead of taking measurements of the floor, he climbs a ladder and starts measuring the recessed lights in the ceiling. Then, after doing some calculations and extrapolations based on his ceiling lighting measurements, he tells you definitively that your floor is a spinning ball. The only reason flat earthers have claimed there likely isn't a midnight sun in Antarctica is because there are countless, clearly genuine videos of the phenomenon in the Arctic, and only a couple dubious, doctored ones claiming to show a 24-hour sun in the south. If this is such a common and easily filmed phenomenon, why has it taken this final experiment to finally get footage of it? The jury is still out as more videos from the final experiment trickle in, but already there are anomalies and issues surfacing. For example, notice the extreme change in shadow length that takes place as McToon from the final experiment paces around the base camp. In the space of walking no more than 10 to 20 meters, while the sun is still quite high overhead, his shadow somehow triples in length. This is more what would be expected from a large overhead studio light than a heliocentric sun 93 million miles away. Personally, I am quite skeptical of both the footage and the people involved in this final experiment, but time will tell, as it always does. Now, let's assume all the videos of the Antarctic sun filmed by the final experiment crew are all 100% genuine and filmed in the exact location and time claimed. This still makes no difference to flat Earth. Whether or not they filmed an Antarctic midnight sun, still water remains level. The horizon remains flat, and there remains no measurable curvature. The Earth is still a level plane, regardless of any solar observations. The motion of a light in the sky overhead cannot possibly prove the shape of the ground underfoot. The flat Earth community has long had models that explain a 24-hour sun in Antarctica, including Lady Blunt and Albert Smith's model in their 19th-century book, Zetetic Astronomy. More recently, Joseph Henvey has also done excellent work constructing a demonstration using lights projected off a dome firmament showing exactly how an Antarctic 24-hour sun works on flat Earth. Using a two-way mirror to demonstrate a superfluid ceiling inside a dome over a flat Earth map, a flashlight is shined down to represent the sun moving over and around the Earth. As the sun circles its way from the Tropic of Cancer to the equator and outwards beyond, there is only one spotlight appearing in the sky. But as the flashlight widens its circuit outwards towards the Tropic of Capricorn, suddenly a second apparent projected sun appears and begins circling the opposite direction over and around Antarctica. Not only this, but since the projection is only apparent, it is based on the position of the observer. so as the camera moves 360 degrees around the outer circumference of the model, the 24-hour sun still circles overhead regardless of where in Antarctica the observer is located. Due to the vastness of our realm and the nature of the projection, very rarely would anyone anywhere on Earth be able to see both the actual and apparent sun, but it has been captured on film several times. These videos, which are easily explainable in the domed flat Earth model, have no explanation in the heliocentric globe model. There is no reason why their giant sun 93 million miles away in outer space would ever show a projected apparent second sun. But we even have video showing both suns reflecting their lights into the water below. Since we cannot see the entire expanse of the planetarium sky above us, our eyes create an apparent sky dome, as shown here. Each person has their own unique sky dome perspective based on where and when they are observing from. We know this to be true from the fact that three people in three different locations will observe the same sun appearing differently. One will see the sun rising, another will see the sun setting, and another between them will see the sun at its apex overhead, proving that everyone sees their own personal perspective of the sun's current location, and not its actual location. This is also why all the stars in the celestial sphere move the same direction around us east to west, but depending on where the observer is located and what direction they're facing, a second circle of stars will appear moving around the other way. We can see Polaris, Ursa Major and Minor, and other northern constellations from every point north of the equator simultaneously, but conversely cannot see the so-called South Pole star, Sigma Octantis, the Southern Cross, or other outer constellations simultaneously from every point south of the equator, because they all sweep over a great southern arc from their rise in the evening to their setting in the morning. All of this just goes to show that regardless of what the sun, moon, and stars look like or what they're doing over our heads, has no bearing on what the Earth looks like or what it's doing under our feet. The final experiment, Straw Man, whether the footage is faked or genuine, is simply an appeal to the sky fallacy, where these desperate globe apologists insist that a solar observation somehow proves the shape of our terrestrial foundation. The fact of the matter is, even Will Duffy himself, when asked point-blank about this issue, admits his supposed final experiment hasn't actually disproved flat Earth at all.
And like, I would put it to you like this. If there's a dome, if we're in an enclosed system, does that not mean that there are a whole lot of variables that we don't know about that could affect the lights in the ceiling?
Yeah, I can grant that.